You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You've probably noticed a few weird things happening in this show, and I'll tell you now, we've just had a few issues with the board with all the buttons and the switches and things. It's all very radio-esque and things like that. But I'm a bit new to this, and it's a bit hard, and no one knows what's going on in the station, so apologies for that. So, on to our next story, with no faults whatsoever, he says, hopefully. You might have heard that this morning, it's been all over the news. A University of Otago study has found out that very few people actually know that most chicken in New Zealand is contaminated by Campylobacter. BFM producer Ben Weber talked to one of the authors of the study, Otago University infectious disease researcher Professor Michael Baker, about the bacteria, how to handle poultry, and how not to get infected.
Campylobacteriosis is quite a long term, but that's just to say, it's just to describe a bacterial infection with Campylobacter. And the reason people are concerned about this disease is it's the commonest notifiable disease in New Zealand, so it's a major cause of serious gastroenteritis. That's typically where you get diarrhea, in this case a little bit of maybe nausea and vomiting, but people do describe severe stomach cramps and basically feeling very unwell, typically for 5 days or sometimes longer.
So why is it that New Zealand has one of the highest rates of this in the world?
Well, it's still a bit of a mystery, but we are assuming that it's because there's higher levels of exposure to the bacteria in this country. For example, our rate typically is around 140 cases per 100,000 a year, so that's about 6,000 to 7,000 cases. That's 10 times the rate as, say, compared with the United States. So we're still not sure exactly why the big difference.
So what processes do you recommend people go through to ensure that their chicken is safely prepared?
Well, in this instance, our recent comments on this are based on a study we did where we interviewed people outside supermarkets and butcheries and also looked at the product inside that was being available for sale. And basically what people wanted was, well, firstly, they're not that aware about the level of contamination of the product. They're also not aware of some of the basic steps for protecting themselves. And we felt, and they also want to see this information on labels. They think it's essential that the product is labeled. And when we went in, the students, it was a student project, when they looked at the labeling in the supermarkets, they found that often there was no information at all on the product. And if it was there, it didn't cover a lot of important points. And often the font was very small, almost unreadable. So the main point we were making when we put out a release on this problem was that we think this product needs to be labelled because it's causing about half of the Campylobacter infection in New Zealand, maybe more. And so in some ways it's currently the most dangerous product you ever take into your kitchen from a microbiological point of view. Remember, it only takes one bacteria going into your mouth and you may get this, 5 to 6 or 7 days later, you may get this terrible gastroenteritis.
So there's also a link between raw chicken and the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. Recently in New Zealand, it was found that a high proportion of these bacteria carried were resistant to antibiotics. And this actually shocked people because in the past, this bacteria wasn't very resistant. And then it was suddenly found that there were high levels of resistance in across the country and people being seen with Campylobacter infection, and it was traced back to the fact that the chicken now has high levels of resistant bacteria.
At a farming level, how can farmers act to reduce bacteria risks?
Well, it's a really good question. I mean, the two main strategies for reducing Campylobacter in the chicken, because that afterwards the best thing we can do, is what's called on-farm security, where they try and stop these flocks of birds getting infected in the first place. And that's actually very difficult to do because this bacteria is part of the normal bowel content of chickens and birds and animals. So it's very hard to stop it getting into these big sheds, because a typical chicken, it only takes 4 to 5 weeks from being laid, or I should say from being a tiny newborn chicken, if you like, newly hatched chicken, to being at a size where it's slaughtered. It's only 4 to 5 weeks. It's a very rapid process, and they're reared in these huge, often in these huge sheds. So it's very hard to stop the campylobacter getting in there, and people are trying all sorts of approaches at that point, but it's very difficult. So the big problem is really how they're slaughtered and processed. And during that process, which is very mechanized, which is one reason it's a very cheap food, is they're mechanically decapitated and plucked and then eviscerated. And during that process, quite often the machines will rupture the bowels of the chickens and spread chicken feces all over the carcass. And it's just been plucked, so the skin is quite rough, and that means that the bacteria get embedded in the skin and the places where the feathers were removed. It's then put in a spin chiller, which is chlorinated chilled water, and that will kill most of the bacteria, but unfortunately it still leaves usually several thousand campylobacter on every chicken carcass, and that's the problem. And then it's distributed in a chilled form around the country, and chilling actually maintains the bacteria. It doesn't really die off. It doesn't breed, because it only really starts to breed at quite high temperatures, you know, blood temperature, you know, really above 34 degrees or so. And so you then put that in your fridge, and that actually maintains, as fresh chicken, that maintains the chicken, the bacteria. So you have to be really extremely careful how you handle that, and just assume it's covered with bacteria, which is the case, and treat it accordingly.
Do you think if chickens were hand slaughtered, whether that would reduce the risk at all?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, historically, our methods of chicken production and distribution were very different. You know, going back 30 years, chickens were sold generally frozen, and they were only eaten on sort of special occasions. And since then, we've switched to a fresh poultry industry. That's the dominance where it's distributed. And that's created, with the rise of fresh chicken production and sale in New Zealand, that's coincided with the huge rise in campylobacter, and that's really the big driver of the epidemic. As you might have gathered, our main suggestion from this, was we've done a lot of research on this for several years, our main proposal to the regulators is that there be a safety warning on all fresh chicken sold in New Zealand. We think that's the least that industry should do, given the level of contamination of this product and the amount of illness it causes. And I should say that the numbers are quite disturbing. We estimate that there's around 60,000 cases of campylobacter infection in New Zealand every year. It's put 600 people in hospital, and it caused around 30 cases of paralysis from a thing called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And half of this burden is coming from fresh chicken, maybe more. And so that's why we are creating a fuss about it, because we just think this is really a critical food safety issue that New Zealand should fix, and it could fix.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.